This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That is right, 2:38 on a Friday afternoon on the Sweet Spot. Of course, the hard line and why today doesn't suck just around the corner, but let's throw it to one Justin Montemayor to give you the best of the rest, the stuff you did not hear at 7:55 during the Big E-Break. It is the NIT break.
Thank you so much, Sean. This will be the last NIT break we do as a full show for quite a while.
That's right, because we are having Morning Whip next week.
As
the Musers take a vacation again.
Morning Sweet Spot after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
6 to 9. It's not as hard as 5:30 to 10.
It's not.
Won't be as bad.
A little AM Sweet Spot on a 4-day work week.
That's right. Monday through Thursday. Fourth is a Friday.
I love it.
Beautiful. All right. We have six candidates here on the NIT break. Let's get going with candidate number one. This was on the invasion. This was not a fight. Everyone seems to love each other here. But there's a joke series that gets started by Baldy, and that turns into what they call the tip sheet tennis match, where he just plays drops back and forth, and he gets a misfire. Just really not professional broadcasting here.
It sounds like he was super concerned about that. He's trying to fulfill every fantasy ever.
He's firing.
I don't believe he fulfilled all of his fantasies.
Hip. On his shoulder.
He's Doc Holliday and that thing, twirling it around a bit. And
he might
then
be.
Johnny Ringo is just about intimidated himself in the back.
Dude, that is outrageous. That he's just trying to get the explanation out. And Magic is pretty forthcoming. Number one.
No kidding.
And okay, you know what?
We're late.
I'm so sick and tired of all of you. I'm going back to Minnesota. You know what?
Joke!
We can't have anything nice
again
right here.
Another tennis match breaks out. Who's next?
See what happens when you leave?
Hey, guys.
Look at me.
Hey, guys.
Look at me.
Man, that was what a wonderful time.
That's what they yell out instead of grunting. It's the back and forth.
Hey, guys.
Look at me.
Hey, guys.
I drove butt.
Who is that?
Misfire on that one. I got caught up in my own tennis match.
All right. Oh, my God. Okay, that's Ronnie Frivolity.
Oh. Love the I drove bus guy just appears. I haven't heard that drop in so long.
Tyler had a good little playlist going, and all of a sudden,
okay, what is he doing here?
He had a fault.
So we'll put that, I guess, on Tyler.
Yeah, that's funny.
Tyler will work.
Heck yeah.
Stopping down the invasion. All right, he is candidate number one. Candidate number two, we have Bob Sturm. Now, the one way you can draw Bob off sides is by throwing a bad sports take he had in his face. Now, he was very high on Jock Peterson heading into the season.
Yep, like, he was the one person. Only person here.
Yeah, he was out on a branch by
I
himself.
Know.
Yeah, but Bob had him competing with Aaron Judge for the AL MVP. And he doesn't like it when his cohorts bring that up.
The season is still so very young. Game 72 is where we're at right now. Game 73 tomorrow. So in a 162-game season, a ton of baseball is to be played.
How's fan favorite Jock Peterson doing?
He's hurt, Dave.
He's hurt, Dave.
He's ninth in designated hitting all-star voting, however.
What are you asking about somebody who's hurt?
By the way,
You're trying to be a jerk is what you're trying to
be.
Yeah,
you are being a jerk.
I would like a little more of your Ranger points to be about guys who haven't been hurt for the last month. I would like to hear solid baseball analysis that isn't just cheap shots at poor Jock Peterson.
We need to go back and revisit the Jock Peterson show.
Why? He does it. He's done it
like
three times.
Seven segments.
Why do you need to revisit? First of all, it was one. But why do you want to revisit something that he won't give up?
Because it's funny.
Yeah. Maybe I'll boot what I was going to do for Dave Land, and we can just do a dramatic reading of the Jock Peterson piece.
Now I'm going to lock you out of that. I'll block you.
Boy, I haven't heard someone get Bob that upset since, like, old Dan days. That's getting Bob so offside.
And that was a good volley by Lando on the... Oh, how's the fan favorite doing? Well, he's actually ninth in all-star voting, so he's still a fan favorite.
Hitter voting.
We should also pull Lando as a drop and just mix that in different
places. I'm surprised it wasn't already pulled. He's ninth in designated hitting all-star voting, however.
Okay.
There it is.
That's perfect. Great.
Boy, you're just You don't care about nothing. So casual. By the way.
No big deal.
Yeah, tough times for the jock flock.
It's okay.
There's still time. There's a whole second half.
It's like a phoenix. It will rise.
He's ninth. All right.
The jock flock will soar.
Bob is candidate number two. Up next, one of the candidates from this morning was, of course, Craig Rosengarten, who did get a vote, but did not get a win. He had a hard time, guess what, with a name, but he plowed through.
I mean, we saw it all day yesterday. I mean, guys would just try and ram it into the hole from 2 feet, and they would catch a hard lip, and now they've got 5 feet coming back. I mean, that will happen to somebody like us
there,
and quite frequently. So, yeah, I mean, this golf course I could see very easily shooting 105.
By the way, George Duangami,
Gungadin,
I'm pronouncing it as Duangmani.
Duangmani, okay, I'm in with you. Nailed it. He actually made his PGA Tour debut this year at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Good story.
The only bad thing is we didn't get the Craig Gilbert Grape laugh.
Oh.
As he just had the worst time trying to pronounce that guy's name. I still don't even know who they're saying.
Could be a few Eli drops in there, too.
Yeah.
Pretty early on. Can we hear the beginning, if you don't mind?
Ram it into the hole from...
Yeah?
Is that the one you're talking about?
And
you got Alex Jones screaming at you?
The lip?
Ram it into the hole from...
Eli Jordan also in the category with Bruce Levine that I read his tweets in his voice.
I mean, we saw it all day yesterday. I mean, guys would just try and ram it into the hole from.
it's just the loudness.
Coins.
I love Eli. I'll leave him alone.
All right.
He is
not Eli, but Craig Rosengarten, candidate number three. Up next, we have a little Corby twofer. Corby. At the end of Sturm Center, you know, it's just time to wrap up the show and get ready for Hardline Kazoo or whatever. And he forgets where they are in the show.
Where the Four Seasons was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
TPC,
yeah. But there was that and Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, yeah.
Yeah, Cottonwood. They had a State of Texas bunker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, Dave, that's what we wanted to tell you. Yeah, you're in the bunker and you actually think you're in Tatooine. For a little bit there.
It's so weird.
Sand people come along and Jawas. It's really fun.
Yeah, but they always walk in a straight line so you can't see their
numbers. Never know how many there are. Anyway, that's Sturm Center, guys.
Sturm Center.
All right, let us talk about nothing next.
The ticket has live coverage of the NBA draft.
Oh, he had the tease ready. He's like, oh, crap, what are we going to do next?
Yeah, if only they had something to do.
Well, the show's over. Next.
Coming up next, nothing.
Jay King's like, come on, dude. Yeah. Got a whole show.
We're working hard on this.
Whatever.
Not really, but you can tell people that.
Go ahead, Corby.
I don't care.
That's cool.
All right. There's the first one. Candidate number six, or five, also Corby. This was stopping down on the one word that'll get you every time. So much so that we've renamed it Country. It bit Corby in the ass.
It is still to this day. I went to two games. Some of the most fun I've ever had at a sporting event. Like, there's nothing like it.
Right.
Just because of the population of the, you know, whoa.
The
population of what?
Yeah, that was...
God, what is
and
this?
We dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
That was as loud and clear as I've ever heard anything.
So clean. Jeez.
Good Lord.
As he describes Bonnie Blue. Amazing.
Oh, my God.
We just love soccer.
I thought they bought you tickets and they were nice.
Of the countries that are represented. I hate that word.
Gosh.
I hate countries.
Apparently, you're
Let's go with
fan.
Nations.
Nations that are represented.
And that definitely had to be edited because if you hear it without it, he says the full word. It ends in a T. It's like he was calling someone.
What nation was he talking about? Do we know?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, he's talking population, so hopefully he knows the population of the country, if he knows anything about it.
Yeah.
All right. I like your humor.
What?
All right, Tucker. There is Corby as candidate four and candidate number five. Our last one here is one Donovan Lewis as he heads to vacation. Now, this is a bit of a mess. It goes on for a bit. they're in the middle of a segment, and he has to sneeze. And luckily, he has his two sneeze coaches in Travis and Matt to try to talk him through it. Let's see if he even sneezes at the end of this thing.
The most important times in the history of this nation. If you start naming down huge events, that trial captivated everyone. I'm about to sneeze.
Okay. I'm about to sneeze. You going to be okay? He's fighting it off.
Did he hit one? Does he have a double barrel?
He's about to sneeze, but he's just staring off into space.
Look at the light.
Tickle your nose hairs. That'll help.
Yeah, pull a nose hair. Look at the light.
You all right?
But I want to. I want to get it over.
Yeah, look at the light. That'll help. I guarantee. Sniff in.
Look at the light, Carolyn.
You missed it.
I'm good.
Man, it's been way too long. That's not going to materialize.
So, OJ, we'll have the full conversation at 12:35.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen on air more often, that we don't have hiccups, sneezes.
Yeah, especially one that is, I mean, this has been like a 35-second bit now here where you're trying to, okay, old guy, do your little funny bit. Take your little pen, tickle your nose, and make yourself sneeze.
Do we need to get the intern to get you some tweezers or something?
Pull this is fascinating.
Oh, jeez.
It is.
He thought it was off air, but it's on air.
You put your nose.
Fine, go over there.
Into the mic to do that.
Do whatever it is that you need to do, apparently. You okay?
Now we probably need to take a break.
Never got it out.
You still have not sneezed.
I'm trying.
How are you trying?
All right, it's not 26.
So he makes these noises, but apparently they weren't sneezes.
So Travis is onto something there. The on-air sneeze is very rare. Yeah. You'll get coughs, and I have a theory about sneezes. I think your body...
Go on.
Mark.
I think your body subconsciously knows when it's an appropriate time to sneeze. Because if you think about it...
You never see Steph sneezing in the middle of a three.
Watch a baseball game. Watch every baseball game. You will never see a baseball player sneeze. Hmm. In the batter's box... Have you ever seen a baseball player sneeze?
Paul Skeens just throws 103 at somebody's head.
Like he balks because of a sneeze. You should never see an athlete sneeze. So your body knows, okay, I can't sneeze here.
Yeah, my daughter can get out of the car and it's sunny and she'll start sneezing like uncontrollably. It's really weird.
Because it's an appropriate time. It's like, okay, I'm not playing a baseball game. I'm not on the radio. I can sneeze now.
And even Donnie, as much as he tried there, could not sneeze.
That was a long drawn out.
He's all right.
Take a time out here.
All right, let's vote. Is it Tyler with a misfire on a drop? Is it Bob being drawn off sides? Rosen not being able to say a name? Corby teasing nothing? Corby the C or Donnie and his non sneeze? Let's start with Lando.
Got to vote for my Ticket Timbers softball team captain, Tyler.
All right. Well, we'll just go around the horn here. I will vote for Corby and the Nation. Mm. Ham.
Before Uber, I drove bus.
All right.
Was that a misfire?
That's in the bunker vote, Sean?
I'm going to give Tyler the win. That's the most I laughed in every submission this week.
Just for records, Mino?
I'll go C-word Corby. That gave me a good laugh.
All right. I'm with you. But it does not matter. Tyler wins 3-2. Congrats to Tyler. I don't see that he has an NIT break win.
Number one.
So number one.
Sheet.
Tyler, congratulations on your first win. It's 2:52 on the sweet spot. We talk about nothing with Why Today Doesn't Suck next.